Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations. glad you could be here today. Another day that God has given us to be in this world, to do His work, to do His will. I think we should look at our days like that, not necessarily just for our own things, but it's a gift. It says in the scriptures that all good things come from God, that all gifts come from God, I would say. And yes, it's wonderful. And that's part of the thing I had in mind today, how God is so good to us. He's so good to everyone in the world, whether they love Him or not. He provides for people's needs. And it says in the scriptures that it rains both on the evil and the good. And but for those of us that know God and are endeavoring to serve the Lord, it is much more wonderful when we think about what God does for us and how much we can serve the Lord with, and how our outlook should be towards what is pleasing to the Lord. Because if we're claiming Him to be our King, then yes, we should endeavor to do His will, to do the things that please Him. And today I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about how I heard a story recently about, there was a man that, I think this was in Southern Ontario, Canada. He bought, it's a man that invests in properties, and he purchased, and he goes and buys like industrial sites, so like old factories and places like that, and then develops them. So he bought this place. I imagine that he paid probably several million dollars for it, and I think it was 110 acres or something like that. and he was going to turn it into, build a whole bunch of homes there. Going to develop it into a housing place. And then in the process of cleaning it up, they discovered something very valuable there. I guess it used to be an old John Deere factory. Anyway, they discovered graphite that was buried in the ground that was worth, I can't remember for sure how many billions of dollars, but it was in the billions of dollars that it was worth, because it's, I guess graphite is now an important ingredient of making batteries, like for automobile batteries, like the electric cars and stuff. They need this graphite for that, and so it's very valuable. Where years and years ago, hundreds of years ago, 100 years ago maybe, when the factory was there, it was a byproduct, and they just buried it. And so this man is building a factory to make batteries, and or at least to refine the graphite and sell it or whatever. But it's so his millions of dollars turned out to be now billions of dollars. And so I was thinking about that, you know, how that is that. And then I mentioned, you know, a bunch of his brothers were discussing this. And I mentioned, you know what, you know, we all have that opportunity to, we have all been given that opportunity to go and know that there is hidden treasure, a treasure that is priceless, and how we all have that opportunity. opportunity, but we do have to go out and find it. And so I was just looking at, so a couple of scriptures came to my mind about that, how there's so many scriptures that speak of the riches of God. And there was one in particular here that I wanted to read a couple of verses here in Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 7, it says, "Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ." So here Paul speaks about the unsearchable riches of Christ. It's just a never ending, right? It's like there's no limit to what you can find. And there's also one in Romans that says, here in Romans chapter 11, verse 32, "For God had concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor?" So there again, it speaks of just the unsearchable and the depth of the riches. It says both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. If we could just grasp that, right? Even if we just got a little bit of that, like if we went out and dug, like let's say we knew in the backyard that there was a lot of very precious material, like this man found this graphite. Or if you knew that there was gold or silver there, even if you dug a little bit every day, you know, you'd find something, right? And so God's riches is the same way. If we go out and if we are actively seeking it and desiring it from God, there's no limit to what he can give us. And so I just thought that that's... there's a parallel there with worldly riches, but how much more the riches of God, how they're everlasting. And it's riches that God would like us to have. We're told that riches in this world, where it's rust and moth are, it will corrupt. So, and when you die, you can't take your riches, but the riches that God gives, if we seek it and desire it and seek it and find it, it gives us, it leads to eternal life, right? So just a few more. In the Old Testament, it says Proverbs 25, verse 3, it says, "The heaven for height and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable." And Psalms 145, it says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." So, and then there was another one here in maybe I read that one already. About the unsearchable riches of Christ and the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. I just think it's a gift that God has given us that we can never really fully realize in this short life that we have, but definitely our goal is to find out as much as possible and not just to get by. I guess it would be in the material sense, like some people
to just work and make enough money just to get by, or just to go from day to day or week to week or whatever, paycheck to paycheck. And then there are other people that want to have a little more so they're comfortable. And then there are the people that just want to make, that's all their life, make money, make money, make money. You know, the more they have, the more they want. And so in that, God doesn't want us to be that way in the material things. But in the riches of God, we should be like that person that's his life. And that's my, I guess that's the point I want to make, is that that should be our life. That should be, we should just desire that the more we find, the more we get, the more we want, the more we look for, and we'd never be satisfied, you know, just to learn more and more of God's wisdom and knowledge. And perhaps then we can grasp a little bit of what the love of God is towards us, and how Jesus came and ministered to all of the sinners and suffered, and he was persecuted, mocked, and finally put to death, and he suffered greatly for us, especially when he took the weight of all the people's sins on his shoulders, everyone's sins, and he died, did his Father's will, even though he felt forsaken, yet he went through it, and but then he resurrected the third day and went to be with the Father, and his work was accomplished. His gift of salvation was all done, and now it's there. We just need to find, to want it, to ask for it, to reach for it. God gives it, and he gives you, besides that, he gives you all his knowledge and riches, and that leads all to eternal life. And that's our goal. So that's my goal and my desire. And I wish that for all of you listeners. And yes, may the Lord strengthen you and help you to achieve that. That's what you're looking for. And you can't go wrong looking for God's riches. It will be worthwhile. So, okay, well, the Lord bless you. It'd be my, it's been a blessing to share this past week, and look forward to doing it again in a few months. Okay. God bless you all.